Like most community radio stations, KUMD is volunteer powered, where students and community members bring their passion for music to the public. For 60 years, KUMD at the University of Minnesota Duluth has been the place in town here where people come day and night to share their love of music. Every day, people volunteer their time to make KUMD this amazing local forum that you've grown to love. As we celebrate our 60th anniversary, I'm sharing yet another story from a KUMD DJ from the past.
My name is John Hyason. I went by the radio handle of DJ Johnny Quest. And I was involved in the student-led RPM programming from, about 97, 98 through early 2000s. I was one of those five-year super seniors, so I had an extra year. I got involved in KUMD really because as a teenager, I stumbled upon RPM programming and getting into, slightly more underground music, getting into some underground hip-hop, getting into electronic dance music and house music. It was really the only place in those days in Duluth where I could hear that music. It was really before streaming internet, music, and so that was it. And I would record. There were a couple of RPM shows that I would record to tape every night, just because that's, again, how I discovered and heard a lot of new music. Eventually, through mutual friends, got to know a DJ and just started helping out and doing a show with him. And then he, I think, moved out of town, and I just took on the show and kind of carried it on from there. Brought in kind of some other guest DJs, and yeah, that's really the story.
So you really moved from fan to like, hey, I can get involved here.
That's right. And it was funny because I, as a kid recording the show, the voice of the guy, the radio show I ended up kind of taking over was the show I used to tape. And so I remember sitting in the studio the first time with the studio monitors, the headphones on, and hearing his voice come on the air announcing, 103.3 FM KUMD. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's the voice. That's the voice I've been listening to for the past 2 years. I'm here. I'm like doing it. And yeah, I remember even the first time he let me kind of drop the needle on a record and being super nervous, thinking, oh my gosh, there must be millions of people tuned in right now. And what if I make a mistake? And it was really kind of a neat experience.
And then you really grow into it.
What was fun for me is, and for our show, is we would really get lost in the music. And, I don't know, we still had sort of guidelines we had to give out the studio information, give out the call-in number every 15 minutes or whatever it was. But aside from that, we were actually sort of turntablists. We were mixing records and doing kind of, playing dance music, house music, kind of on the fly. So it was much a performance for us as it was, just kind of curating music for listeners. And so you just kind of get lost into it. And yeah, you almost forget at times that there's people out there tuning in.
Are you from Duluth? Tell us just a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I'm a lifelong Duluthian, grew up in Duluth. Both of my folks have always had sort of an ear for music. My mom is sort of a multi-instrumentalist, plays guitar, played piano, sings. So I grew up playing violin, playing guitar, singing like in little old-timey, church settings with my mom and my sister. And my dad was sort of a hi-fi audio nerd. And before I was born, my mom actually used to be the station manager at 98.9 Wax FM, which is no more, but that was sort of the rock station of the day in the 70s. And so my parents just had loads and loads of LPs. And as a kid, I'm talking even 6, 7 years old, I've got pictures of me sitting down in my little robe with huge headphones on listening to, Hendrix or the Grateful Dead or the Isley Brothers, just an eclectic mix of music. So I was always kind of around and had an appreciation for a lot of different styles of music, and that really comes from my parents.
And KUMD kind of fit right in that mix then?
Absolutely, yeah. KUMD fit right in that mix through, through really all of both the daytime programming and at the time the student-led stuff, but especially with what we were doing, it was really fun to be able to play a lot of, and there were weeks where we would play or even slots throughout our couple of hours on the show where we would kind of delve into some jazz or some reggae or some slightly more obscure older soul and funk music, anything that really had groove to it. And it was fun to kind of have an outlet to rechannel a lot of this stuff that I grew up listening to.
Well, fun. That was going to be my next or last question was really, you know, what does music mean to you? But you went right into it.
Yeah, and music is, I mean, it, to me, it's a little bit more than a hobby, but it's certainly something I've just always, as a consumer, at times as a creator of, I've just always had music in my life. And I, you know, probably the most energy I've ever got through music has been playing music for other people. And KUMD was a huge part of that. Playing parties and playing smaller clubs in sort of in the Midwest was another manifestation of that. But certainly KUMD, I mean, I have very fond memories of those experiences.
It's so fun to hear these stories.
I appreciate, you know, I think Mimu reached out to me and I, you know, very, very small role in the overall thing. So it's, you know, I feel kind of humbled that.
Well, it's every student who has just, you know, fallen in love with it, stayed for a year or two. It makes it happen. We, you know, just keeps on blooming over and over.
Yeah, that's great.
Just know it was a really critical part you played. So,
well, good.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I hope to see you. We'll be celebrating Friday. We're having a bunch of KUMD DJ bands playing at the Red Herring.
Yeah, I'm planning
9th
on
and
that.
10th. Oh, it's going to be so
sure.
Fun.
KUMD is celebrating 60 years on the air, broadcasting from UMD since 1957. You can share your KUMD story and check out event details at KUMD.org.